So this particular text is chapter 21 of Luke. It's toward the end, before the passion of Christ. And it's about the fact that the earth, and the Bible has always been clear about this, the earth was created in time and it will pass away. Now, the people who wrote the Bible originally had no idea how old the earth was. They probably thought it went back several generations. Luke himself attempts to count the number of generations from the time of Adam. It doesn't quite work. The earth is much older than the original authors of the Bible thought, but the point they made is true. It did have an origin. It will have an end. We are living in a temporal fold, a period of time that is limited. And that is true for the entire nature of the planet, but it's also true of everything else in the universe. Every material thing comes to an end. It's its nature. The Spirit of God is infinite, but everything God created has an end. Now, the end that God has chosen for us is to live with Him in eternal life, which is itself infinite because it's God's. So God has created us to be able to enjoy with Him the infinite love that He actually is. The sad thing is that as people grow up on this planet, and they have been doing this for millennia and millennia, people get very much attached to the earth itself, as if without the earth they cannot be. This is a very grievous error in judgment. And it leads to all kinds of things. Especially, it leads to fear, as well as anxiety. Because the body, the human body, actually does belong to the earth. It is made of the minerals of the earth, the atoms of the sun, the molecules created from all the atoms from the explosion of the supernova. That is the distant mother of the solar system. When we identify exclusively with our bodies, we are doing ourselves a great disservice. We are not and cannot be simply our bodies, nor are we our souls, which individually give us our uniqueness, our individuality, our peculiar and particular characteristics, especially of mind and spirit. But that isn't really who we are either. Who we are is we are a cell in the body that God is developing, which begins with Christ and seeks to envelop all of humanity. We are enveloped in this body by through the sacrament of baptism. But the sacrament of baptism itself is simply the outward sign of something else. God's constant call of grace to new life. Response to which is some form of faith. Which, if it is true, faith leads always to hope and love. And when we are very clear about this, then we are very clear about who we really are. That is, we are a body growing. We are under construction by God, who is building us into an eternal home in which we will all be part of one another, and God will be all in all. So it is very important that we do not become wrongly attached to our environment or our bodies or our souls, but allow God the use of them to build up what he wants, the kingdom of heaven. Meanwhile, we need to take care of our bodies and our environment. If we are careless, if we do not promote healthy habits, either physically or psychologically or emotionally or mentally, or in terms of our planet, we are not serving God, who is the origin of all these things. So Jesus' point is that, yes, the end is coming, but we're not going to tell you when. Why? It's better if we don't know. Meanwhile, there will be all kinds of terrible things, namely divisions, because the mind of humanity needs salvation. Salvation comes from the unity that we can actually appreciate among ourselves. And without that unity, which is from the Holy Spirit, there'll be nothing but divisions. Nations will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There'll be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues because, again, the basic nature of life is provisional. Constantly changing, constantly moving, sometimes in a way that is very unfriendly toward life. But, again, this should not be the cause of fear. This should not be the cause of anxiety. Why? Because we are open to the power of God knitting us together into the body of Christ, fulfilling his great dream of one body, one faith, one spirit. Grateful for the abundant blessings